And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And hats off to Andrew Hastings. This is Centurion Sect, punk on a mobility scooter.
Oi! Get out of my...
bondage bra. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk who's getting uh-oh. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk you'll never be told. J-Moto, fan it. Punk seat, chill, have it. Swastika on her scooter. Pink hair is still suits her. Hips start to crumble. Pogo and Jane stumble. Call her Auntie Grace. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk who's getting uh-oh. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk who'll never be told. And now she is an old bird. She has an 8 mile an hour top speed. 8 miles an hour from Bahina. Still reject by society. Cruise the old Dover Road. Nihilism, her abode. Hips start to crumble. Pogo and she stumble. Public guns, no advice. Hail Cola, Auntie Grace. She's a punk on the bed and it's Goda. She's a punk who's getting up. She's a punk on the bed and it's Goda. She's a punk who'll never be told. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk who's getting uh-oh. She's a punk on mobility scooter. She's a punk who'll never be told.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect from their new album Big Red Button and a track called Punk on a Mobility Scooter, featuring, as I mentioned, the first howlings of Andrew Hastings, their drummer, on a record.
Ooh.
Yeah, shouting, "Oi, get out my way" at the start. He's very excited about it. They sent me the album through. I obviously love it, but if there's a track with him on it, I felt I had to do it. So, Andrew, that goes out to you. You can find out more about Centurion Sect by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It's that simple. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet Neil, and we will be playing more tracks from that album in the coming weeks. I've got more additional material, Tony.
Okay.
It's wonderful, isn't it? We've... there's been a resurgence in Poetry Corner in recent weeks.
That's true.
Largely thanks to a certain Sussex saint, who for the fourth week running has written us another poem.
Wow.
We will discuss it after we've heard it.
Okay.
He says, "Hi Paul, the World Cup poems have triggered my creative juices, so I thought I'd take the latest Trumpism as inspiration and give it a go. This one's called I Would, Wouldn't You? I Would, Wouldn't You? It's easy to get confused when you lead the free world to say that you wouldn't when you mean that you would. Like whom you wouldn't keep kids in a cage, but you would. Like when you say you wouldn't disrespect women, but you would. Like when you wouldn't take the rubles, but you would. Like when you wouldn't press the button, but you would. A wouldn't man in a world of wood. Would someone make it change? I would, wouldn't you? Cheers, Sussex Saint." Yeah, you're getting a bit deep now, mate. I think it might be best to call it a date.
I think there's some kind of hidden meaning there, isn't there? There's hinting at something.
Yeah, do you think?
It's subtle. Yeah. It's subtle, so it's Sussex Saint.
It is. It's subtle Sussex Saint.
Yeah.
If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. If you have a joke instead, send me a joke. To title your email, Comedy Suburbs, to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Thank you very much, Sussex Saint. But lighten up. I've got another piece of additional material as well, Tony.
Wow.
I know. Which, it turns out, I thought I'd cut and pasted, but I haven't.
Oh,
so
dear.
It might have to wait. Or, oh, no, it might have been. No, I'll tell you what it was. It's something that's going to happen later in the show instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't panic. I've got a problem now, Tone.
Right.
We're going to play two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Flamingo Tours and something a little bit unexpected. But first up, it's another one of these bands that, you know how we had a bit of a conversation about Aspie the other week?
Yes.
Oh, there's another band here. They are Southwest UK punks. That might be Devon, might be Cornwall. I don't know. My apologies to RXPTRS. Or as I'm calling them, Ruxpeters.
Right.
It could be repeaters, but because of the X in it, I don't know. And they've, if it is Ruxpeters, then their Facebook page is brilliant. Because on the Facebook page it says, this is the year of the Ruxpeter.
Nice.
So, Ruxpeters, I don't know what you're called, man. Rex Peters. Repeaters. I've got no idea. Is it a Gravis situation? Is it an Aspie situation? If you are listening, let us know how we should say the name of your band. Otherwise, I'm going to be calling you Ruxpeters forevermore. This is the second single from them. They're quite a new band. What is Ruxpeters' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Ruxpeters.
It is. Facebook.com/RXPTRS Ruxpeters. I hope they're listening. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 0, and this is Parasite.
Constant cycle, it'll spiral to the ground. Now I hate myself.
cramp.
Well, I don't want much, just want a little bit. Don't want much, no, just want a little bit. I want a little bit of itty witty, yes, a little witty of love. Wanna walk with me.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Flamingo Tours, some Barcelona rock and roll there, and a track called Just a Little Bit. What is Flamingo Tours Bandcamp page?
Flamingotours.bandcamp.com.
FlamingoToursRightOnTime.bandcamp.com. Because there's a number of things called Flamingo Tours that are tour companies and that, so they probably had to add the extra bit on. Great song, though. That is from a compilation that we featured earlier this year called Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Write, which was brought out on Folk Records, Friends of Los Chicos, to celebrate International Women's Day. I can be right on when I need to be.
Yeah.
I touch kids. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Well,
I'm down on the kids. That's not helping,
is it?
It's
not really better, no.
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm in touch with children.
Okay, is time for Facebook, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You do have some Facebook comments, do you?
I do.
That means it's time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I wonder if those previous comments will come back to bite me in any way at all.
I'm sure. You don't work for Disney, do you, or anything? No? I'm sure you'll be fine, won't you?
Well, no, Merlin.
Oh, they've got 13 years to listen to. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Right, yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch, we'd like to hear from you. Comments, yes, messages, not so much. We do like everyone to see the messages and all join in. Do get in touch. Especially if you haven't been in touch before. It always just put a smile on our faces when it's somebody new to get in touch.
We do like new listeners.
We do.
We love it.
Oh, ones that have been listening for a while and just been quiet. As a lot of listeners are, which is fair enough.
Outed. Outed listeners.
That's what we want. Out yourself. Yeah. Two comments this week. First one is in response to last week's Bogotwa. Three Stone Monkey got in touch.
Hello, Three Stone Monkey, and hello to Psycho the Crowd Arouser.
Exactly. And they need to say thanks for the mention. See you in the pit.
Yeah, they won't be seeing us in the pit. Yeah. They get in the pit themselves. It's terrifying.
They scare us.
They really do.
But they are a remarkable band. If you haven't seen them, do check them out.
They are actually remarkable is a good word for them.
They are.
They are remarkable.
Donington based, weren't they? Is that right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Jen Schillingberg has been in touch.
Hello.
Hello. I'm a house painter in America, and I'd like to thank you for helping me retain my sanity whilst I paint 200 pickets twice.
I'm a bit confused by that.
Okay.
Because if they mean picket fence, fair enough. If they mean pickets, what are people? What are 200 people doing striking outside their house, and why are they painting them?
Exactly.
Yeah. Two Let's nations see. Separated by a common language there, Tony.
I'm thinking so.
So regardless of whether you're painting a fence or people, I'm glad you're maintaining your sanity, although if you are painting people, the sanity ship might have sailed.
Yeah. But nice to hear from you. Thanks
Fantastic.
For getting in touch.
Feel free to send us more random comments in the future.
Yeah, a bit more about yourself. Where you listen? Where are you from? How long have you been listening? How do you listen?
Yeah, have well, you downloaded our skill? They've said where they're from, didn't they?
America. Yeah. It's quite a big place. You know,
it is, yeah.
You
can be more specific than that.
A little bit. Yeah. That's all I have there.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
We're going to play a track by a band we've never played before now, Tony.
Okay.
We do seem to be getting a bit from Phoenix, Arizona of late.
Yes, we do.
Ghost in the Willow is no exception.
Okay.
And Ghost in the Willow is a side project. It's a guy, he's the lead singer of a band, but when he's not being full on punk with the band, he does stuff a bit more thoughtful. I've actually put in brackets here, thoughtful punk, Tony.
Hmm.
What is the thoughtful punk of Ghost in the Willow's Bandcamp page?
ghostinthewillow.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1, and this is Favourite Company.
Lives on your knees. Those are the girls are cool and cunning.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ghost in the Willow, favourite company. And yes, you did hear Gil, the lead singer, mention Morrissey in the first line of that song, which I found rather perturbing. But anyway, the rest of it's all right.
Cool.
Thanks so much, Sonny, that through. We may have more from Ghost in the Willow in future weeks. I think that's the only track we've got for the time being. But we'll see what happens there. Might try and get a hold of some of the band stuff as well. Right. I think he heard of us through a band called Love Bites that we played the other week. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check. I might have got confused there. I do often get confused. Tony, did you do anything last week?
When we weren't melting... we went to cinema. I went to watch Incredibles 2.
Oh, right. So you missed out on Solo.
Missed out Solo. So
yeah. Went to Incredibles 2 and...
It was good. Very good.
Do you want to do a review?
I can do a very short one.
Yeah, do a short one. Go for it with the sing the theme tune.
Tony's movie review. Hey. It's good. Not as good as the first, but still very good. But I really like the first one. So right. It continues straight on from the last one. So it feels very much of a continuation. Very good. I enjoyed it. If you do like Incredibles 1, you would like it too.
I haven't seen the first one.
Ah, right. It's like a cartoon Fantastic Four, isn't it, really? But yeah, it's good.
Right.
It's very like Fantastic Four. Family right. of superheroes.
This is the worst movie you've ever done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've done worse.
Just saying, yeah, it's good.
It's good, yeah. It's good, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's a sequel, isn't it? It's like, if you've seen the first one, the second one's not going to blow your world away. If you have seen the first one, you pretty much know what to expect in the second one. It's more of the same.
Okay. And it is well, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Did you do anything else before I get cracking?
Don't think so, no. What did you go to?
All right. I ended up having quite the weekend, Tony. Friday night, I noticed that my mate Tiago, who is the bloke in the Evil Tones, who does the sound at Rough Trade and gets up to all sorts in the music scene around Nottingham, had his other band, his side project, Putamen, were playing at the Chameleon Arts Cafe. Have you ever been there?
No, I know where it is. It's above the Bell, isn't it, or something like that? Kind of that area.
Yeah, it's next to and above the Bell. Yeah. It's Angel Row, but basically Nottingham Square, the Slab Square. And they're on with two other bands, one of which I was late, because on a Friday, Tony, I like to have fish and chips, either at lunchtime or for tea. And I got in about, I don't know, 6:30. And I got my fish and chips ready, and I put the oven on, and then I went upstairs and I mucked about for a bit. I thought, oh, it must be ready about now. Then I realised I hadn't put the fish and chips in the oven to cook it, which made me 40 minutes late, which meant I'd missed all but the last song of the first band. I didn't catch the name of the first band either. The first band, I'm gutted I missed them. They were just like The Clash, Tony. They were brilliant.
Oh, nice one.
Then the second band were Putamen. Oh, I did take a picture of the poster, so I'd remember. Putamen are a mad two-piece, Tony. And by I mean a mad two-piece. They're kind of post-punk. Like the first band were called Blank Screen.
Right.
And Blank Screen, judging by their last track, the last song we played, are very, very recommended. I thought they were superb. And then Putamen, yeah, they're a kind of two-piece goth post-punk thing going on. But they are surprisingly happy for a goth post-punk band, and the last track they wig out like you wouldn't believe, and Tiago, the lead singer, he just decided to take his guitar off, because they have like they're a bit of a Devilish Prezzy sort of deal. They've got a drum machine and effects, bass guitar and vocals, and he just he handed his guitar to a girl in the front row and went, just start playing that, will you? And she went, what? And she just held this thing, and he decided to go and get on the drums, on a drum kit that was there as well, excuse me. And then her boyfriend came over, and then she and him started playing this guitar solo, kind of, while the bass player was going, and Tiago was jumping about, and I was just standing there going, this is very entertaining.
Okay.
It was great. Then these Howling Sounds went on. They weren't really my sort of thing. They were more grunge than garage. I think the gig had been missold to Tiago a bit. But they did have a big following, which meant that it was really busy for them, and it was all good fun and all that. That was Friday. I did say to Tiago, send me one song in particular that I like, it was fast and we can play that. And he went, yeah, sure. But, and I was hoping to get it for this week's show so we can do this bit and then play it. But unfortunately, his keyboard's knackered. So his laptop's knackered. So he's going to have to send it from work when he's next at work, and it hasn't come yet.
Right.
But we'll get it at some point. Cut forward to Saturday, Tony. I did my tour in the afternoon, my nutty Nottingham tour. That was good fun. And then at night, I met up with my mate Jazz in the Pelham. And I said to him, listen, man, there's a reggae night in Stadium Leisure around the corner. Do you want to come down? And he went, no. There's a better reggae night that's going on at that new art centre-y thing on Gregory Boulevard. I went, okay. So we went from the Pelham down to this art centre-y thing via Jazz's house, where his mum insisted on me having two rather large, fresh from Birmingham samosas, which was brilliant. Then we get down to this art centre thing, it's all shut. Anyway, he phones up his mate or cousin or something and said, what's going on this thing? She went, oh, it finished at 7. And he went, oh, right, okay. So I went, look, let's just go down the Lion. He goes, we can't go down the Lion. I think I might be barred. I went, well, look, we'll just go down there. You sit in the beer garden, I'll get the pints in. As long as we don't, you know, draw attention to ourselves, we'll be fine. So he went, okay, reluctantly, to be fair to him, he said, okay. So he goes in the beer garden, I go in, I get the pints. I walk outside, I give him the pints. He says, oh, I need to go to the toilet. I went, okay. He walks in, sees the landlady, waves at her and goes to the toilet. Then he comes out, sits down. He's only had a sip of his beer. She comes out and went, Jazz, your bard, out. And he said, is it all right if I finish my beer? And she went, no. I went, I bought that. Can't he nick it? She went, no, he's got to go now. I went, all right. So anyway, I drank mine, of course, and we left there. Then we went back up the Pelham, and I said, look, why don't we go round to Stadium Leisure to the reggae night? And he went, we can't. I went, why not? He goes, I'm barred from there as well.
God.
I don't know. I've only ever seen him be nice. I don't know what he keeps getting barred from these places from. So anyway, I went back down the Lion, where fortunately there was a reggae band on. So my life was just reggae that night. And I left him in the Pelham, and he went off somewhere else where he can get served. And I went down the Lion, and then I came home, and I sat up and watched TV, wibbled a bit, and in lieu of the lack of normal booze I had in my house, I had to drink the only thing I had, Tony. So I had cannabis absinthe and Diet Coke.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it led to some fantastic dreams. Right, we should play something from the vaults.
Okay.
When I say it's from the vaults, it's not from the vaults. We haven't played it before, but it's from the vaults because it's old. Because our friends at Cherry Red, and hello to Matty at Cherry Red, have brought out a Foreskins box set featuring four CDs of theirs from the old days and that. And if you are into Oi music, this is a must-have. If you're into street punk, it's a must-have. So I've picked a track off the first disc, and we're going to play this. We will probably play one or two more tracks from the Foreskins in the coming weeks as well. But for now, Tony, there's not a lot of information about the Foreskins online. There's a lot of reviews and things. They haven't got a working website, but they've got a Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/TheForeskinsBand.
Facebook.com/D-4, that's a numeric 4, -skins-14680305865251010. And why is that, Tony?
You said default URL, haven't
you? Default URL. If you type in the Foreskins to Facebook, you'll find something or other. I don't know what I am, but you'll find them anyway. Anyway, the point is, this is the Foreskins, and this is One Law for Them.
One law for them, one law for them, another law for them. I got built. Prison, I came, now it's killed. Fires and strays, burning for our freedom. For our freedom, for our one love for this. One love for this. One love for this. Another love for us. One love for this. One love for this. One love for this. Another love for us.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was some East End Oi from the Foreskins there with One Law for Them. And this new box set, I say, if you're into street punk and Oi, it's a must have. And there's loads of extra tracks and live stuff on it as well. It's great. And it's nicely packaged, of course. Of course.
Excellent.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means there must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Yes, another week, another gig. Thanks for your gigs. If you do have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. The international doesn't have to be in England, it can be anywhere in the world. This week's in London, which is almost like a country, really. This weekend it's Wonk Unit. Wonk Fest, sorry. Not Wonk.
Oh, was it?
Wonk Fest. Wonk Fest 8, I think it is. But they do this every year in July. I think it's always at the same place. It's at the Dome in Tufnell Park.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
Yeah, and they really do pack it out as well. And it's just a full day of punk. It's from 11 o'clock in the morning through to 11 o'clock at night. Loads of great bands. Wonk Unit is obviously going to be headlining. Pizza Champ playing, the Murder Burgers, Aerial Salads playing, loads of them. I think about 25 bands, it looks like.
Yeah.
Pizza Champ.
Yeah, the only short sets, don't they? The only 20 minute sets, I think.
20 minutes, yeah. And I think there's two stages, so it flips over quite quickly.
Yeah.
So it's going to be full on. There's barbecues there, all sorts of good stuff. It's £32 for a ticket. But if you are in the area,
it's worth every penny. It's a brilliant day.
Yeah. So that will be Pogotra as well.
Yeah, certainly will be Pogotra.
Certainly will. But that's it. So it's a lot. It's a big gig if it is one gig. So
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. But I've got something for you as well.
Ooh.
This Sunday, the 29th of July, at Foreman's, a particularly small bar in Nottingham, Zig Zig Sputnik are playing, Tony.
Unbelievable.
And I've got two tickets.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because you can't go now, can you?
Yeah.
No. So I've actually got a spare ticket, so I've got to find someone to go with now. To see Zig Zig Sputnik, there were only 55 tickets on sale. I've got two of them.
Wow.
I've got a significant percentage, haven't I?
What's
2 out of 55? That's
4%, isn't it?
4%, mate.
Mm.
I have in my hands 4% of the ticket.
It is.
It's going to be amazing. Oh, we didn't do the theme. I've got to do the song. So anyway, it's this.
Boy Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes!
And I really have done as well.
Yes.
It's my finest moment. So yeah, I will be talking all about that on next week's show.
Brilliant. Take some pictures.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Excellent.
In fact, now I've got a free ticket, I might see what Steve's doing. I don't think he is a Zig Zig Sputnik fan, but I think he'd be up for it.
Yeah. I thought you had someone to go with you, sorry.
I did, but she can't, her dad's ill.
Ah, okay.
It was Geordie John Codger's girlfriend was going to come along, but she can't do.
Ah, okay.
So I am still at large with the spare ticket. I actually have 2% of the tickets on sale. I might stand outside. 2% of the tickets. Yeah, so anyway, that's that. We don't need to play the theme tune twice because I didn't do it right at the start. So it just once, that's fine.
Okay.
And now for something completely different, Tony.
Okay.
If Polynesian alternative indie rock is your bag, I've got a bloke from Tahiti with a song for you.
Beautiful.
Philippe Lys, who got in touch with us via Music Submit. I had a listen. This isn't usual punky fodder, Tony, but I can't turn down Tahiti.
Right.
If we get something through from Tahiti, we're playing it. That's it.
Yeah.
He could be the only recording artist on Tahiti, for all I know. How much do you know about Tahiti, Tony?
Not a lot.
David Essex did that song, didn't he? Tahiti. He did that. And isn't it in South Pacific as well?
I've never seen South Pacific.
Which has got Happy Talkie Talkie Happy Talk.
Right.
Anyway, Philippe Lys, originally from France, relocated to Tahiti 3 years ago. How do I know that? Because it's one of the only things you can find out about him by typing in Philippe Lys online. He hasn't got a website as such. So no point here. It stays at 4-2. I'm sorry about that, Tone.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, for the first time ever on Punky Radio, this is some Polynesian indie alternative rock with a harpsichord at the start.
Naturally.
This is Philippe Lys and Dementia.
It's the memory dance slowly inside my mind. Blood shapes in the mist. Come forward, but leave me blind. I like to remember, but it feels like a river. Touching the dew once more, it is gone. All my fights, all my mistakes, we have left without a trace. Says escape from my oblivion. The day when my world sinks into confusion. And your smile and your face will be kept in a silent place. With color rays in the dark of my past, I remember when I breathe my last. With a known baby slowly burning from inside. For a minute I leave again, pathetic and false in vain. Catching the light once more, but it's gone. My solitude's my conditions will have turned into delusions. My oblivion, the day when my world sinks into confusion. And your smile and your face will be kept in a silent place. Crepuscular rays in the dark of my past, but I remember. Will have turned into delusions. The yokel says escape from my oblivion. The day when my world sinks into confusion. And your smile and your face will be kept in a silent place. Crepuscular rays in the dark of my past, that I remember when I breathe my last.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Tahitian alternative indie rock with a harpsichord.
Ooh.
Courtesy of Philip Lees. How about that?
Lovely.
Now, I've got down here what we're doing this week, and I've got down for me Zig Zig Sputnik, and I've already spoken about it, so I hope you're doing something.
Nope.
Oh dear. Well, that's a short bit then. Right, two songs in a row.
Brilliant.
This would be a good opportunity to formally say hello to Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Because we haven't mentioned them properly in a couple of weeks now. And also, there is something I can say now. So I have some news for you, Tony.
Okay.
I've got a mate called Gavin Webster, who's a very, very good stand-up comic. He has also branched out recently as a dyed-in-the-wool Geordie to become the commercial manager of a small football club playing non-league in the Tyneside area called Heaton Stannington AFC. And I noticed a post he put there saying if anyone would like to put an advert in their match day programme for the whole season, so about 25 issues, you can have a whole page ad for 50 quid.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went, I'll get one. He went, what for? And I went, Punky Radio.
Oh.
Let's become affiliated with Heaton Stannington FC. So the plan is, me and him have had a chat, and the plan is, I'll stump up the 50 quid, Tone. It's all right, I'm not asking you for dough here. I'll stump up the 50 quid for the ad that will be for us. We'll try and get some more Geordies listening, because non-league football and alternative music go hand in hand. Cherry Red, for example, used to sponsor Kingstonian, and I think it was at one point it was even called the Cherry Red Stadium, and I think that they're now involved with Wickham, who are a league club. But yeah, so anyway, so it fits in with them as well. And the plan is, if it happens, that Gavin will do a comedy weekly match report, 1 minute match report, that we'll play it on the show as well, and we'll tie up with them. What do you think of that?
That sounds a great idea.
It's a mad idea, isn't it?
Hmm.
I never thought we'd be associated with Heaton Stannington FC.
Wow.
But we might be. There are still some negotiations to iron out, Tony.
Okay.
But I think it will happen. So even though that's not technically what's happening this week, that is what I'll be sorting out this week. I'm not sure when their season starts. It'll be early August, same as the rest, I suppose. So it could be in as little as a fortnight's time, we will be featuring in the matchday programme of Heaton Stannington FC, and we'll be doing post-match reports on the show.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Well, it's good, because if he does it for us, he just sends you the sound file, and he does his own podcast.
Okay.
So he knows what he's doing, basically.
Cool.
Right. Well, we should now play two songs in a row.
Yes, let's do that.
A band we've never played before, stay tuned for The Painted Dogs. But first up, a band with their latest single, and every single thing they bring out we play at some point. Death Party UK, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Not Gothabilly. The best incarnation of the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, I think. Certainly for our show.
Yeah.
A cracking new song that's come out now. What is Death Party UK's website where you can find out all about them and indeed get this track?
Deathpartyuk.com.
It is. Oh, you've won it, Tony. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 2. This is The Fire of Love.
Oh,
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Painted Dogs and a track called Troubled Girl from their latest album that's out now. They are a Detroit punk band, Tony.
Okay.
And they got in touch with us direct. And hello to them. Hello to you guys, the Painted Dogs. Hope you enjoyed that. What is the Painted Dogs Bandcamp page?
ThePaintedDogs.bandcamp.com.
ThePaintedDogs1.bandcamp.com, one being the numeric one, so ThePaintedDogs1.bandcamp.com. Paul of Internet 3, Tony 5. I'm afraid, look, it's a Pyrrhic victory, this one, Tony. You've already won it.
Brilliant.
Have you got a twat?
Kind of.
Happy days.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat's reader, thanks. I kind of had, I say kinder this week, because it wasn't sent to me, was it?
It wasn't sent to you, Tony, it was sent to me.
Yeah. So it's
which leads to an instant twatting.
It's almost like instant disqualification, isn't it? Well, but yeah, but not. But I need a twat. Yeah. Skid's been in touch.
Hello, Skid.
Friend of the show?
Indeed. A friend of ours.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah, you're top lad, Skid.
So he sent you an email saying, hello, I always listen to your show, and you asked me how long I've been listening. So I checked. 16 minutes, 2 seconds. Anyway, one name is a twat. To Martin Ray, the singer and guitarist from Hastings punk band Punker. Did they send you the music to play? I don't think they did they? I can't remember hearing it.
I think we might have played something by them a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But not recently.
Not recently, no.
Okay. Anyway, as he's a jealous Scottish twat, he was posting messages to get reactions from England fans all the way for the World Cup. I'll give him credit because it was cool when we went out. Hopefully he will send you his music, which is awesome. But please give him a twat.
Cheers from Skid.
Well, we would, Skid.
Yeah, but we are quite tight on these rules.
Yeah, and really, you're the one who's getting it. So I think we should do both. We'll 50% track them both, yeah.
Okay.
So Skid's from A Village Outside a Worksop.
Yep. So
you can do both in one hit.
Yeah, still one. Okay. So for not sending his music as requested, Martin Ray from Scotland and Skid for not twatting people through the correct and proper channels. It's not like I don't read it out every single show, but he is from Worksop, near Worksop in Nottinghamshire.
Is a twat. Yeah, you're both deserving.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that worked out all right. One last track, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Nerdlinger. We're going all the way to Australia here. Sydney, Australia, to be precise. And interesting, not least because there is another Australian band that I think might be from Sydney as well that I've been trying to get in touch with called The Chats, that I want to play a track of theirs from, but I need to get in touch with them before I do. They were brought to my attention by none other than Preston Buttons. But first up, Nerdlinger, Tony. Who described themselves as dodgy punk you can skate to. And no. I think they're absolutely right. At the start of the show, I doffed my cap to Andrew Hastings.
Hmm.
At the end of the show, I nod to Paul Jordan because he likes to play something fast at the end of the show so he can get home from his jog quicker.
Excellent.
So if you're listening, Paul, this one's for you, but it's also for everyone else listening, of course. This is 100 miles an hour fun and games, Tony. What Great. Is Nerdlinger's Bandcamp page?
Nerdlinger.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 6, Paulie B Internet 2, Simon Knott, are you listening? Here's some dodgy punk you can skate to. This is Miyajima Cockroaches.
You're changing, rearranging it all. That's no fucking way to win a war. You just got to decide who you think is gonna win. Sell out and test your patience. The Holy Father and that son. That's about the time you turn around. Just how many people need to die at the hands of your God while they just sit and watch?
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed making it. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry us.
We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, that's PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
And there's another couple of ways you can listen, Anna.
Yeah, so you can, if you've got an Alexa, you can download the Punker Radio skill. Crafted by the excellent Poco. If you search the Alexa store for Punky Radio skill, you can download that to your Alexa device and you can summon us with the power of your mouth.
Yes, summon me with the power of your mouth.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, well, Pop, you can you also use the TuneIn app is recommended if you don't have podcasts or you like radio. Tune in, you can get us on that along with everything else on the planet. So tune in is also excellent to use.
And if you're listening already, well done, you found a way to listen. Congratulations. Who knows, I might see one or two of you at Zig Zig Sputnik this Sunday. Stranger things have happened. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't, yeah.